DSTV and GoTV.
That sound? That's an Ice Cold Hunters. The kind of refreshment that hits from the very first sip to the last drop. Hunters Dry.
Or Hunters Gold. Two flavors. Only one cider that refreshes like nothing on earth.
So cool down, cut through the heat,
and kick back with a Hunters.
Not for sale to persons under the
age of 18. Customers can wait. So can the Fufu and Souf, because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Sears officially lost his title as Braai Master. The balls are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Charles and Lamas found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Kaya FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486. Elevate your business. Power and one place we have in Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Harkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Four UPND supporters arrested for assaulting ward aspiring candidate in Kazungula. Transparency International Zambia launches Kuteteza Masanko project to promote electoral integrity ahead of 2026 elections. In international news, global warming predicted to speed up in next 5 years, surge past 1.5 degrees temperature limits. And in sports, Kafue Celtic to host inaugural Rising Stars Under 17 international tournament.
FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Four supporters of the United Party for National Development, UPND, have been arrested in Kazungula district for allegedly assaulting a UPND aspiring councillor during the filing of nominations. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the development, stating that suspects have been charged with assault occasioning actual bodily harm. The incident occurred on the 22nd of May 2026 at Sikote Primary School. According to Mr. Namalongo, the assault took place while UPND officials led by Kazungula South Constituency Chairperson Shebi Mushawati were monitoring the nomination process for aspiring candidates in the constituency. The suspects have been identified as Kenford Siansole, 54, Gift Kamanisha, 34, Sunday Mwilu, 35, and others known to the victim, while the victim, Relic Pumulo, age 34, from Maizuni village of a chief of the same area, is an aspiring councillor for Kanchele ward under the UPND. Mr. Namalongo reported that Pumulo sustained chest pains, painful sides, painful genitals, and general body pains following the alleged beating.
The report was made by Mr. Eric Pumulo, an aspiring ward councillor under the UPND. He reported that he was assaulted by his fellow party members. As a result of the assault, the victim complained of experiencing pain in the chest, genital area, sides of the body, and general body pain. On May 27, 2026, at about 14 hours, police summoned the suspects, cautioned them, and formally arrested them for the offense of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, contrary to Section 248 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. They are currently detained in police custody pending court appearance. The Zambia Police Service wishes to warn all members of the public and the political players against engaging in any form of violence and disorderly conduct.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has launched the Kuteteza Masanko project, a strategic initiative designed to enhance electoral integrity and democratic accountability in the lead-up to the AU general polls. Speaking during TIZ 2026 second quarter press briefing, chapter president Priscilla Chansa underscored the importance of the initiative, stating that it responds directly to increasing concerns about electoral governance challenges facing the country. She said while Zambia experienced a peaceful transition of power after the 2021 general elections, TIZ has been highlighting ongoing issues undermining transparency, fairness and public confidence in the democratic process. Key challenges include political violence, misuse of public resources, lack of transparency in campaign financing, and the spread of misinformation and disinformation. In addition, she raised concerns over the recently enacted laws such as the Cybersecurity Act, Cyber Crimes Act and the proposed Public Gatherings Bill on Democratic Freedoms. She said through Kuteteza Masanko, TIZ aims to address these issues and foster a more inclusive and accountable electoral environment ahead of the 2026 polls. The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, has dismissed as false and malicious a purported presidential opinion poll circulating on social media and bearing the agency's name. ZAMSTATS Statistician General Sheila Mudenda says the agency has neither conducted nor published any presidential poll as claimed in the circulating image. Speaking in a statement, Ms. Mudenda says ZAMSTATS is only mandated to produce and publish official statistics, adding that the contents of the viral image fall outside the agency's scope of work. She has since urged members of the public, media institutions and stakeholders to verify information attributed to ZAMSTATS before sharing it. Ms. Mudenda warns that the spread of false and misleading information has the potential to undermine public confidence in the agency. She has reaffirmed ZAMSTATS' commitment to professionalism, objectivity, credibility and integrity in the production and dissemination of official statistics. And Ms. Mudenda says the agency has taken steps to seek lawful redress, including reporting the image to Meta for false attribution and filing a formal complaint with law enforcement agencies over the misuse of a ZAMSTATS logo. In a separate development, cervical cancer advocate and survivor Karen Nakaola has appealed to women and young girls to prioritize prevention, screening and early treatment of the cancer. Speaking during an interview, Ms. Nakaola said government has made progress in improving cancer treatment services, including sending patients to India for specialized radiation treatment in the past years when complete treatment was not available locally. She said prevention remains the best way to reduce cases of cervical cancer because the disease can be prevented through HPV vaccination and regular screening. Ms. Nakaola encouraged parents to allow young girls to receive the HPV vaccine, adding that misinformation and fear have created stigma around vaccination and cancer treatment. She explained that many women avoid seeking treatment after diagnosis because they fear death or believe cancer cannot be treated. Ms. Nakaola said early detection saves lives because precancer cells can be treated before the disease becomes severe. She further called for increased awareness and education to help women understand the importance of screening and treatment.
Cancer is not a death sentence, and that it can happen to anyone, and that is why it is not good to discriminate or to stigmatize, because it could be you. Nobody goes out to say, I want to get breast cancer, I want to get cervical cancer, no. But when it comes, I think as a community, together, we can do something to help the person who is going through that. And then the second thing is that if you have young children, young girls, let them get the HPV vaccine. That is the best gift you can ever give them, because we cannot have women dying from a cancer that is preventable. We have the tools, we have the know-how, we have the expertise in the country. And so for me, it shouldn't even be something we should talk about all the time. We need to change the narrative. I think we need to take charge of our health, of our communities, and just by doing the right thing, let the women go for screening regularly, and please support them.
In international news, with parts of Northern Europe experiencing sweltering May temperatures, scientists are warning that it's only going to get worse. Parts of Northern Europe have been basking in unseasonable spring heat this week. A new report by World Meteorological Organization suggests this may soon be the norm. The report authored by